The Snyderville Planning Commission meets at 6 p.m. at the Rich and Services Building. Among the items, a residential owner in Silver Creek is asking to set up a private year-round ice rink on Meadow View Road. Planner Amir Cause said it's further north than the Silver Creek-based commercial area, but it is not in Upper Silver Creek.
It's an existing barn that the applicant is proposing to convert into a private ice rink for their son, who is a very passionate hockey player, and they're very passionate parents. So they're willing to support this dream and, convert an existing barn into an ice rink.
So are they talking about using Freon or something to keep it frozen, or...
The chemicals were reviewed by Service Area 3, and they're acceptable. And the equipment has gotten so good in the recent years that the ice is only going to be a quarter inch thick. So the equipment storage, the any chemicals being used are not considered to be harmful, and they're considered to be shielded from the environment.
Cause said they have put in conditions to keep the use from morphing into commercial activity.
Two specific conditions, and they kind of feed off of each other, is that this be a private use only and not be used as a commercial operation. So it is a condition, and if that case were to ever arise, we would be able to use this the approval letter basically to enforce against any owners or applicants.
Later on, Planning Commission will look at the so-called LV4 parcel in the Lower Canyons, which the county owns. The applicant, Harrison Horn, who has the parcel under contract to buy, is proposing a multifamily project, according to staff planner Tiffany Robinson.
Again, LV4 currently now is about 5.25 acres, and they're looking to divide it into three different lots, not to sell that separately or anything of that nature, but really for their phasing. And for financing purposes, they are proposing 185,000 square feet of multifamily use, which is allowed under the use chart for the LV4 parcel. The parcel is actually allowed to have multiple components, multifamily, hotel accommodation, and some retail. However, the applicants are proposing to use strictly the multifamily. As proposed, there will be 32 three-story townhome units and 96 multifamily units that will be within three separate larger structures.
The project has applied for a final subdivision and final site plan approval. It's up for a discussion and possible recommendation. Robinson said the staff has to finalize some details, such as lighting and landscaping, but they determined that it meets the code and the current canyons plan.
Well, under the very original, it was slightly different, but through some amendments that happened several years ago, they did add multifamily to this particular parcel, so it does conform to the land use regulations and has been recommended by the Canyons DRC.
County planners Tiffany Robinson and Amir Cause. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.